Live from Manchester, the XS Manchester Football Social. Call 0345 111 7625 and have your say.
I think that Ibrahimovic will be there, and I think Rooney will be gone. Whether or not it's to Everton or not, but I don't see him at United next season.
Well, it might just be a Mourinho mind game. Somebody knows all about how Mourinho works is Damien, who's a Chelsea fan. He's joined us on the phone this evening. Good evening, Damien.
Yeah, evening, lads.
Yes.
Oh, good evening, Damien. Good to see you here.
Come on. So can I ask you, obviously Mourinho's had massive impact at Chelsea twice. Do you think he's going to continue? Obviously, he's become the first United manager to pick up a trophy in his first season. Do you think he's going to go on from here to win more?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that he's a top-class manager. And what you see now in the big clubs, the elite clubs, is some sort of merry-go-round. The fact that Guardiola can move, Ancelotti can move, Mourinho can move, Jurgen Klopp can move. I think Man United are in that mix now. They might not like it, but when you have 20 years of success, which is an incredible feat, you're now in a position where you can either dig in and hold on to somebody, and I don't think that's Mourinho. I don't think he sort of sticks around for too long. Or you can sort of think, that let's ride this out for maybe three or four seasons and see where he can go. I mean, he did very well at Chelsea the first time round, inheriting Ranieri's Chelsea team that finished second the season before. So he knows all about coming into a club that's stable and taking over and pushing it on to the next level. I don't think when he arrived at United, the club was quite out of the shadows of Fergie yet. And it'll be interesting to see, because I think he's, that's probably been his dream club, Manchester United.
I was just going to say that as well, Damien, that looking at him and obviously to me and the way he obviously acts at the moment, he's got a side now going in the right direction, but it's the biggest club for him he's been at. Forget Real Madrid, he's at the biggest club he's been at, and I just think he feels at home here. The way he's running things behind the scene as well, I see a lot of that, in the training methods and that. He hasn't got to decide what he wants. There's a long way away from that, but it's getting there, and that's the most important thing.
I think Madrid might have a bit of an argument about is it the biggest club now? I think Real Madrid may have a valid argument.
He's not the biggest club. He said it himself, hasn't he?
Well, you just need to get these red-tinted glasses off Mickey, which are glued onto it.
Now, the thing is, obviously, it all went wrong in the second time he came back to Chelsea. Do you think that's something that might happen to him again at United, Damien?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I was thinking about this earlier. If you look at the clubs that he's been to, obviously Porto, take the analogy of girlfriends, Porto was his first love. Chelsea, he was sort of feeling really confident and he was punching a little bit above his weight when he came to Chelsea. And he did very well. But you know what? He fell out of favour with Chelsea and his rebound was Inter Milan. He rebounded with Inter Milan.
We'll get to United, but
Real Madrid is like the trophy wife. But I think there was always that dream love for Manchester United. And then he went back, the thing that you should never do, never go back to your ex. But he did it with Chelsea, and it went wrong, and he's lucky enough to have a shot at United. And I do think it's a dream match if he can keep his composure. If you were talking about Rooney earlier, if I was a United fan, I would let him go. Because if you look at Chelsea, he managed to let four or five players go in the season. Three or four of them went to China. All right, they're not all first-team starters, but Oscar could walk into any Premier League club. Mikel was wanted by United, could have easily fitted in there. I think, if he can get that right and not upset the dressing room too much, then he's in for the long haul.
Yeah, I think he is in for the long haul. Gio, you've seen how the transformation has been very, very quickly. Let's be fair, because we had David Moyes and Louis van Gaal. So I know you're on the other half of the city, but you have to say, yeah, he has steadied the ship.
Yeah, but his history is winning things. And plus the fact he's going to be backed by United to almost an unlimited amount of cash for him to go and get the best players. He's already done it with Pogba, yeah. 89 million, world record, I think it was. So it will be backed, and United will have to be in the Champions League. United cannot, because of their shareholding, because of their standing in football, not be in Champions League. It's impossible. So Mourinho's certainly the right man, I believe, to take them forward. United have got the backing to back him and give him what he wants. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, there's another two or three clubs that will be on that same say, merry-go-round where they've got the right manager and we're back to the hilt. So that's why I think there's going to be four, five, maybe six teams every season now that are going to be competing.
One criticism that is levelled at him quite a lot is about the youth. And Damien, I don't know how many it was. How many Chelsea players did he have out on loan? Oh, the kids, some great players as well. I think he broke a couple of records.
Yeah, I think we've got, you know, around 40. And you see the players like Victor Moses, who's, you know, arguably punching above his weight, really, in the sense that he was a forgotten boy at Chelsea, going to Stoke and Liverpool and West Ham and God knows where else. But, I think that's football. I mean, if you look, though, that Chelsea could still win the league with 10 points to spare in the bag. There were two Premier League managers, don't ask me which two, last summer that spent more than Antonio Conte, right? One of them could be Guardiola in terms of the players they bought in the City. But the fact is, if Mourinho wants to prove his managerial nous rather than just walk in with a checkbook, he will want to be able to get, and I think the fans would appreciate if we can get the best out of those players that are already there. You mentioned Rashford. Ashley Young has been there, I don't know, since I was in nappies.
Valencia's amazing. Yeah. Valencia's a different player.
Yeah, I think so. But I think you look at when Conte comes into Chelsea, you know, the 4-2-3-1's not working. Come in and do a 3-5-2. Do the system you know. And the performances speak for themselves. So I think if Mourinho knows how to manage a system, I think you'll get the best out of United.
Well, he's already won trophy and he's onto a winning start. Damien, thanks very much for getting in touch and coming on the Football Social.
Sure, thanks, lad.
Thank you, Damien.
Live from Manchester, the XS Manchester Football Social. Call 0345 111 7625 and have your say.